Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.
You're listening to Secure by Design, and I'm Pax. Today, we're tackling federated learning security, that distributed ML paradigm everyone adopted because it promised privacy through collaboration. Here's the thing nobody mentioned in the sales pitch. When you distribute training across multiple parties, you've also distributed your attack surface. Let's dig into why your federation might be your biggest vulnerability. Section: The Federated Paradox, Privacy by Design, Vulnerability by Default. Federated learning emerged as the elegant solution to an impossible problem. How do you train powerful ML models across sensitive data silos without centralizing that data? The answer seemed brilliant. Keep data local, share only model updates. Healthcare consortiums, financial institutions, and mobile device ecosystems embraced it. Google's Gboard, Apple's Siri improvements, and cross-hospital diagnostic models all leverage federated architectures. But here's what the marketing materials never mentioned. By distributing the training process, you've also distributed your attack surface. Every participant becomes a potential adversary. Every gradient update becomes a covert channel. Every aggregation round becomes an opportunity for manipulation. The fundamental architecture of federated learning, particularly the federated averaging, FedAverage, algorithm, assumes a level of participant honesty that real-world deployments cannot guarantee. MITRE ATLAS documents this threat landscape under techniques like poison training data and craft adversarial data, but federated systems amplify these risks exponentially. Consider a typical cross-silo federated deployment. 5 hospitals training a tumor detection model. Each hospital runs local training on their data, computes gradient updates, and sends them to an aggregation server. The server averages these updates and redistributes the improved global model. Sounds secure, right? Now consider that Hospital C has been compromised by a ransomware group that's pivoted to model manipulation. Or Hospital E's data scientist has a financial interest in a competing diagnostic platform. The attack vectors multiply, model poisoning through malicious gradient updates, inference attacks extracting training data from gradients, free riding where participants benefit without contributing, and Byzantine attacks designed to destabilize training entirely. Each vector exploits the core assumption that made federated learning attractive, that collaboration can substitute for centralized control. Code example shown in the article. Here's my take on this. Federated learning trades one attack surface for many. You've replaced a single point of compromise with a distributed trust problem that's fundamentally harder to secure. Section: Model poisoning, the insider threat you can't see. Model poisoning in federated learning isn't theoretical. It's devastatingly practical. Unlike traditional data poisoning where attackers need access to training datasets, federated poisoning only requires a single compromised participant. The attacker doesn't need to touch anyone else's data. They simply need to send malicious updates that survive aggregation. The two dominant attack patterns are untargeted poisoning and backdoor injection. Untargeted attacks aim to degrade overall model performance, making the collaborative effort worthless. Backdoor attacks are far more insidious. They inject hidden behaviors that activate only under specific trigger conditions while maintaining normal performance otherwise. Research from 2024 demonstrated backdoor persistence rates exceeding 90% even with robust aggregation defenses. The attack works by embedding a trigger pattern, say, a specific pixel arrangement in image classifiers, that causes targeted misclassification. A federated medical imaging model might correctly identify tumors in normal scans, but consistently miss them when a subtle watermark appears in the image corner. Detection is complicated by the inherent heterogeneity of federated data. Legitimate participants often produce wildly different gradient distributions due to non-IID, non-independent, and identically distributed local datasets. A hospital specializing in pediatric cases will naturally produce different updates than one focusing on geriatric patients. This heterogeneity provides perfect cover for malicious outliers. The NIST AIRMF addresses these risks under the manage function, specifically calling for continuous monitoring of model behavior, MAP 3.2, and adversarial testing protocols. But implementation guidance remains sparse for federated contexts. Defensive approaches fall into three categories: robust aggregation, replacing Fed average with Byzantine-resistant alternatives, anomaly detection on gradient updates, and trusted execution environments for local training. Tools like IBM's FL framework support CRUM and trimmed mean aggregation, which discards statistical outliers before averaging. Code example shown in the article. Here's my take on this. Model poisoning in federated systems exploits the same heterogeneity that makes the architecture valuable. Your defense can't distinguish malicious from merely different without destroying the collaborative benefit. Section, gradient inversion, your privacy guarantees are lies. The privacy promise of federated learning rests on a comfortable assumption. Sharing gradients is fundamentally safer than sharing data. This assumption is false. Gradient inversion attacks have matured from academic curiosity to practical threat, capable of reconstructing training images, text sequences, and tabular records with alarming fidelity. The mathematics are straightforward if brutal. Given a gradient update, an attacker iteratively optimizes synthetic data until it produces matching gradients. Early attacks required batch sizes of 1. Modern techniques like grad inversion and COPA work on realistic batch sizes of 32 to 128 samples. In 2025, researchers demonstrated text reconstruction achieving 89% token-level accuracy from transformer gradients. For healthcare federated systems bound by HIPAA, this is catastrophic. Patient records, diagnostic images, and treatment histories can potentially be extracted from gradient updates that were supposed to protect privacy. The attack requires only passive observation of the aggregation channel. No active compromise needed. Differential privacy, DP, remains the primary defense, adding calibrated noise to gradients before transmission. The DPSGD framework, formalized by Abadi et al. And implemented in libraries like Opacus, PyTorch, and TensorFlow Privacy, provides mathematically rigorous privacy guarantees. Code example shown in the article, the trade-off is brutal. Meaningful privacy, Epsilon secure aggregation protocols offer an alternative, using cryptographic techniques to ensure the server only sees aggregated updates, never individual contributions. Google's implementation uses threshold secret sharing. Alternatives like NVIDIA Flare support homomorphic encryption. Both add computational overhead, but preserve privacy without accuracy loss. Here's my take on this. Every gradient your participants share is a potential data leak. Differential privacy isn't optional. It's the cost of keeping your privacy promises honest. Section, Sybil attacks and Byzantine failures, when participants turn adversarial. In permission federated deployments, you verify participants. In permissionless or semi-open federations, your trusting identity claims that may be fabricated. Sybil attacks, where a single adversary creates multiple fake participants, transform federated learning's democratic aggregation into a hostile takeover mechanism. Consider a federated credit scoring model with 20 legitimate banks as participants. An attacker who creates 21 fake participants now controls the majority of the aggregation. Their poisoned updates dominate averaging, regardless of robust aggregation schemes designed for minority adversaries. The attack doesn't require sophisticated ML knowledge, just infrastructure to simulate legitimate participation. Byzantine fault tolerance research provides theoretical frameworks, but practical implementations lack. The FL Trust algorithm, proposed in 2020, requires the aggregation server to maintain a small root dataset for validating update directions. Updates inconsistent with server-computed reference gradients receive reduced weight. Code example shown in the article, identity verification must extend beyond initial enrollment. Continuous behavioral authentication, analyzing gradient patterns, update timing, and participation consistency, can detect compromised participants post-enrollment. MITRE Atlas technique, ML supply chain compromise, reminds us that legitimate participants can become adversarial through supply chain attacks on their local training infrastructure. OWASP's emerging guidance on LLM and ML systems emphasizes supply chain integrity checks, but federated architectures complicate verification. Each participant operates their own training stack. You cannot inspect or audit their environments without defeating the privacy benefits that justified federation. The architectural response involves reputation systems, stake-based participation, where malicious behavior risks financial penalties, and tiered trust models where new participants receive reduced aggregation weight until behavioral history is established. Here's my take on this. Your aggregation algorithm assumes honest majorities. A Sybil attacker manufacturing fake participants turns your consensus mechanism into their weapon. Section: Secure Aggregation and TEAs, Defense and Depth for Federated Systems. Securing federated learning requires layered defenses addressing distinct threat surfaces: the aggregation server, the communication channels, and the local training environments. No single technology solves the problem. Defense in depth is mandatory. Secure aggregation protocols prevent the server from observing individual updates while still computing valid aggregates. Google's Secure Aggregation for Federated Learning, 2017, uses secret sharing and pairwise masking. Each participant's update is masked by random values that cancel during aggregation. Implementations exist in TensorFlow Federated, PySYFT, and NVIDIA Flare, though computational overhead increases linearly with participant count. Trusted execution environments, TEs, provide hardware-enforced isolation for sensitive computations. Intel SGX, AMD SEV, and ARM Trust Zone can host either local training or aggregation logic, ensuring that even compromised operating systems cannot access model updates in transit. The Confidential Computing Consortium's reference architectures include federated learning patterns. Production deployment requires careful threat modeling. Consider a financial fraud detection federation, threat, malicious aggregator. Deploy aggregation in SGX Enclave with remote attestation threat, gradient eavesdropping. Enable secure aggregation with threshold N/3 participants threat, model poisoning. Implement FL Trust or CRUM with server-held validation set threat, gradient inversion. Apply DPSGD with ε=2 at participant-level monitoring infrastructure must track aggregation health metrics, gradient norm distributions, participation rates, model convergence trajectories, and performance on holdout validation sets. Anomalous patterns, sudden accuracy drops, gradient clustering suggesting collusion, or participation irregularities should trigger investigation protocols. The tooling landscape has matured significantly. NVIDIA Flare provides enterprise-grade FL with built-in security primitives. Flower, from ADAP, offers research flexibility with production hardening options. IBM Federated Learning supports multiple aggregation algorithms and DP integration. Selection depends on your trust model, scale requirements, and existing infrastructure. Here's my take on this. Secure aggregation and TEAs aren't silver bullets. They're specific tools for specific threats. Map your threat model before choosing your stack. Section: Operational Security, Governance for Distributed ML. Technical controls mean nothing without governance frameworks that survive contact with organizational reality. Federated learning introduces multi-party coordination challenges that traditional ML security programs never anticipated. Participant agreements must codify security requirements. Minimum security controls for local training environments, incident notification timelines, audit rights, and penalties for violations. These aren't just legal protections. They establish behavioral baselines for anomaly detection. A participant who suddenly changes their training infrastructure or participation patterns may indicate compromise. The NIST AIRMF provides applicable structure. The govern function demands clear roles: who authorizes new participants, who investigates anomalies, who has kill switch authority to halt aggregation during active incidents. The MAP function requires threat modeling specific to your federation's trust boundaries. Measures should include federated specific metrics, per participant contribution quality, model performance disaggregated by participant influence, and privacy budget consumption. Incident response for federated systems requires new playbooks. Traditional model compromise involves a single organization's remediation. Federated compromise may require coordinated response across competing organizations with different security postures, legal jurisdictions, and incident response capabilities. Pre-negotiated protocols are essential. Regulatory complexity compounds operational challenges. A healthcare federation spanning US and EU participants must navigate both HIPAA and GDPR, potentially with conflicting requirements for data handling, breach notification, and cross-border data transfer. The federated architecture's privacy benefits may actually simplify some compliance requirements while complicating others. Documentation becomes critical evidence. Maintain immutable logs of all aggregation rounds, participant contributions, in aggregate form if privacy requires, model versioning, and configuration changes. These logs support forensic investigation when compromise is suspected and demonstrate due diligence to regulators. Finally, plan for federation dissolution. Participants may need to withdraw. The entire federation may need to terminate. Model ownership, data handling obligations, and security responsibility during wind down must be contractually established before the first gradient is exchanged. Here's my take on this. The hardest part of federated security isn't the cryptography. It's getting competing organizations to agree on incident response before they need it. Before I wrap up, let me give you my top takeaways from today's deep dive. Takeaway 1. Federated learning distributes training and attack surface simultaneously. Every participant is a potential adversary. Takeaway 2. Model poisoning attacks can inject persistent backdoors while maintaining normal model performance. Exploiting data heterogeneity is cover. Takeaway 3. Gradient inversion attacks can reconstruct training data from shared updates, invalidating naive privacy assumptions. Takeaway 4. Differential privacy and secure aggregation are complementary defenses with distinct trade-offs. DP costs accuracy, secure aggregation costs compute. Takeaway 5. Governance frameworks must pre-negotiate multi-party incident response before compromise occurs. Look, federated learning isn't inherently broken, it's inherently complex. The privacy benefits are real when implemented correctly, but correctly means layered defenses, rigorous governance, and honest assessment of your trust model. Don't let the elegance of the architecture blind you to the messy reality of multi-party security coordination. Document your threat model, implement defense in depth, and for the love of all things secure, get your incident response agreement signed before the first gradient crosses the wire. If you found value in today's episode, I'd ask you to consider donating whatever you can to keep Secure by Design running. Visit securebydesign.com. That's design with AZ at securebydesign.com. Until next time, stay vigilant, stay secure.
Welcome to the sprawl. Connection established.